We are on Daf Nundalid Amid Beis. We had learned yesterday that by Gezel Shvus HaPikodin, the din is one is Maisif Achemish and Achemish. It says Bachamishi Sav. From there we learn out that Meisef Chamishi is Harbe, that if a person was Kaifer and the Tashlumei Achaymish, he said he paid it already, and then he swore, and then he was made to pay a second time Achaymish. That's by Shvus HaPikod. By Trume, we heard if a Zor will eat the Achaymish, that means a Zor that ate Trume B'Shoigek, he's Mishalem Chulin, and the Chulin become Trumim, and he's Maisef Achaim Mishol, so it also becomes Trumim. And there we said that if a Zor ate the Chaimish, he's Maisef Achaimish and that Chaimish. By Maisef Shaini, there's no Gilu Yaakov, there's no Mishnayis. Don't have any Bir by Maisef Shaini. If one is paide the chaimish, if one is meisef, one is paide the chaimish, if he's meisef a chaimish on that. And by hegdish, the pasuk says, "V'mamagdish yigalas beisai v'yosaf chamishis kesef erkecho." So it says v'yosaf. So we didn't know if v'yosaf means the vav is comes to be marbe that Yosef Chaimish vi Yosef Yosef and Chaimish a second time, or maybe not. Maybe the whole drash is you say Geirin and Yosefin. We take the vav of the Yosef and you put it on the end of Chamishes, and by putting it down of the Chamishes, we will not have a gilui that there's two chumshim. It's chamishi soy. Bekitza, so tomorrow we hear the shaila, what is the din by hegdish? If a person is paida the chaimish, if you have to give a chaimish on that chaimish. That was the shaila of the Gemara. Now, in the middle of the Gemara, V'teipeklei behavalei hegdish shayni. The Gemara asks a kasha, why you clearing a shayla? If you meisif a chaimish, when you paid the chaimish is by the second time around. That means when you paid the keren, you meisif, so then you mechalo the keren and domim. And you may say a chaimish. So the domim is a hegdish sheni. And on domim, we learned that on domim, we're not, on hegdish rishen you may say a chaimish and not on hegdish sheni. And the chaimish comes about because you want to be paid at the hegdish rishen. That's why you may say a chaimish. So frek the Gemara kasha v'teipik lei dahava lei hegdish sheni. What is tamazay the shail of your meisif achaymish? I feel by the keren gufe, the second time around, the hegdish sheni, there's no din leisof es chaymish. Va'oma Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi hegdish rishin meisif chaymish, al hegdish sheni ain meisif chaymish. So Mela, what's the shail of? I feel by the Keren Gufa, by Hegdish Shaini, and I'm Yisuf Chaimus. Oma le Rapapa le Ravina, Hochi Yom HaRove, Chaimish Ketchilas Hegdish Tomi. That's true. If you are Poida Hegdish, you're Mechalol Hegdish on Mois, so that Mois is Hegdish Shaini. And if you want to be Mechalol these Mois, you won't have to be Meisef Achaimish, because that's Hegdishaini. But the Chaimish that you gave on the Pidyon of the first Hegdish, so that Chaimish is called Hegdish Rishin. some amela, so we can clear a shaila if there's a din aisofes chaimish on the first chaimish that you were maisef when you machal the hegdish. So bekitza, so the bar we weren't poishet the shaila. Let us just see Rashi. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, typically, this is 5 lines from when the lines start getting white. Typically, Maika Miboile L'Rove. What is the Shaila of Rove? If you're Moisif, if when you're Mechalo the Chaimish, if you're Moisif a Chaimish and that, typically, Dimchoza Vechilo es a Chaimish Horishain, ain't Moisif Chaimish, Yizirna Moisif Chaimish. Da Havale Hegdishaini, the Chaimish came about when you were Mechalel the Hegdish Rishin, so the Chaimish should also have a din of a Hegdish Eini. Afilu Chosa v'chilu Keren Atzmoy, Shehitvis Tachas HaRishin, Ein Moisiv Chaimish. Afilu you were Poyde the Keren. Since it's a Hegdish Eini, there's no din of a Chaimish. So this Chaimish also comes about to a hegdishaini. So by hegdishaini na maisef chaimish. Va'omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi v'yalav lo mikro v'shmaite. So the Gemara answers that's true that hegdishaini na maisef chaimish, but chaimish kitchilas hegdish domi. Sherei mei eilav nitoisef. That means the chaimish one gives when he's poide hegdish. So this, the bailim is moisif by himself. V'loi nitvas tachas horishen. It is not hegdishaini means that I had hegdish and then I took money. I was machalo the hegdish on the money. So the kedusha on the money came about not through the magdish. No, it's nimshach from the hegdish rishon that goes on to the money. So that's called hegdish sheni. It's not an original hegdish. It's a hegdish that comes out through hatfosa, through hamshoche from the hegdish rishon. But a chaimish, what one gives when he's machalol hegdish, so this is called hegdish rishon. He's giving now the chaimish to hegdish. That's what Rashi says. Shrei me'elav nitoisef. The chaimish is given by himself. V'loi nitvas tachas horishin. It's not nitvas from the first hegdish. Hilkach ba'ayin mitam degdishayni loitiv shilin. You can't be poishet the boy because this is hegdishayni. Because it's not hegdishayni. The chaimish is an original hegdish. So that's why the Gemara is a sofik by Chaimish. Let us just see 2 Taisvisen, and then we'll go further in the sugya. Maisef Chaimish al Chaimish. Now, this is going on the Gemara that we learned by Akreifa Bepekodin. And he swore. So first he was Kaifa in the Pekodin, and then he was Maide that there was a Shvua Sheker, so he's Maisev, so he has to give a Karen B'Chaimish. Then he swore that he paid up the Chaimish, and then he was Maide that there was a Shvua Sheker, so Maisev Chaimish Al Chaimish. He's Maisev Al Chaimish Al Chaimish. So that's a Chiddush, that by the chaimish of Shavuos HaPekodim, if you're kaif on that chaimish, you're maisef ha-chaimish. V'im taima, v'le'el b'reish pirkin b'inin yichad lo'ikeili. By Shavuos HaPekodim, you're not chayiv, unless it's dumya the pekodim. That means yichad loy keili. That means on that what he owes him, he was miyached a keili. Oy notal v'chazor v'ifkido yetzlei. Or David must speaking about halvo sumas yod. Tzumas Yod is a parsha of Shavuos HaPekodim. So the Gemara says, you're not chayiv if Stamze he was koifer al halvo. You need, he has to be koifer on a moment be'en, dumya de pekod. So the Gemara says, the case of Tzumas Yod that you're chayiv by Shavuos HaPekodim is speaking about that the loive was meyached a keili to the malve. The malve was koine the keili, with kinyi keseh. Or the loive paid up with a keli, and then the malve returned it to him. Bekitza, by Shavuos HaPekodim, you need momen gomel of the toiveya. So lechayre, by a chaymish, here it says adin that you meisav chaymish al chaym. So Tosfos had a merdike kasha. The only time you chayiv Shavuos HaPekodim is not on stamazoi a chayiv or bikayfer, I don't owe you the chaymish. You need moment be'en that the teveya was koine. So al kochoch, if we're clearing a shaylev, there's a chayiv chaymish on a chaymish. So al kochoch is speaking about, let's see the second case of the Gemara, that he paid him up the chaymish. And then he gave him back that what he paid up. He gave it back as a pikod. So Bekitza, this kfire is now a kfire on momen gomu shalateveya. So why do I need a ribui that moisef chaymish al chaymish? That means if we would say that is a chiv of Shavuos HaPekodim afilani his chayvis. So as yet it did not become the moment of the Teveya. This is the Yischaivus of a Chaymish. We can talk a Shaila. Is there a din of Meisav Chaymish al Chaymish? But the whole parasha of Shavuos HaPekodim is only speaking about after was paid up already. Because of Ivki Deyetzloi. So this is Mom and Gomel. This is Mom and Gomel of the Teveya. And now he's Kaifa this moment. So, why didn't he have posik to tell me that you meisef chaymish on this moment gomo? V'yesh loimar demikol mokim salke daitoch kivin shebo mi toiras chaymish. Since this moment belongs to the teveya only because of the chi of chaymish, that means the havamina was Tak, it became the mumming of the Teveya. But since the sole reason it became the mumming of the Teveya is because of the Din Chaymish, so I would think on a mumminess that one acquires to a Chiyav Chaymish, there's no Din of Meisif and Chaymish al Chaymish, and that is why the Gemara has to bring a limud v'chamishi sof. The Gemara says, by Meiser Sheini, there's no Posik, and there's no Mishnah that speaks about if a person is Machalul, the Meiser Sheini, if there is a Isofes Chaymish, yes or no. So, V'loi Misne Tone, so Tosfos says, Loi Hein V'loi Lav. That means I have no Gilui from a Mishnah either way. I don't have a Gilui that is no chiyav chaymish. I don't have a gilui that is a chiyav chaymish. There's nothing. No one speaks about it. The imtayma. The imtayma. For Tosfos, I have enough in the Mishnah. Vosnan b'meseches maisa sheini. Sela shel chulin umaisa shenis arvu. You had two sloin. One sela was a chulin dike sela. One sela was a maisa dike sela. Shenis arvu. They got mixed up. So now I don't know which sela is chulin, which sela is maisa. Maybe bisela mois. So, you take mois, my base of mois, that are the worth of a Sela, and your Mechalel, let us just say what it says in the Mishnah, and the Atavucha will get a deeper insight in the Mishnah. He has two Shloim, he doesn't know which is Maisa Sheini and which is Chula. So the Etzem, there's a Poshet Eitzem. So you should pick up one Sela. You should say like this. If this is Maisa Sheini, Gevaldik, so Maisa Sheini. If this is Chulin, so I want the other Sela, that's Maisa Sheini, should be Nischalo. And this Sela, that would be the Poshet, the most Poshet even to solve the problem. Now, on the Mishnah Tzmavua, that is not a good Eitzah. Why? Because you have to be a lump. You have to make a Tanai. When he picks up a Sela, he has to make a Tanai. This is my Shoshane. It's good. If not, I want to Mechal the other Sela on this. Chazal were afraid he might pick up a Sela and say, this is my Shoshane, a good talk without a Tanai, and finished, without making a new Chilu. So that's why Chazal said, we cannot make a Sela my Shoshane. Because a person will not understand what's happening over here, and they'll take the cell and say, this is Maisa Sheini, a good talk. He'll do it without a Maisa Chilu, without a Tanai. So therefore, you have to take a different sug of coins. You have to take Mois. We say, you can only Mechala Mois. Now I take Mois, and I say, whichever coin is the Maisa Sheini, should be Nischalo on the Mois. Fine. That's right. So now I know, Klo, the Sloyim are not Maisa Sheini. The Sloyim, both Sloyim are Chulon, and the Mois is Kedushas Maisa Sheini. Then the Mishnah says something very interesting, and then you say, then you take a Sela, and you say that the Mois should be Nischalal on the Sela. Because we wanted it should, the Kedushas Maisa Sheini should be on the Sloyim, not on the Mois get rusty. Anyway, but Al Koponim, that is what you do. So now, let us just elaborate a little. Taisvis understood this Sela of the, which is Maisa Sheini, Taisvis understood, Mistame, it's 4/5 of the Sela is Maisa Sheini, and 1/5 is the Chaimish, because that's what you do. That means when he made this Sela, we're talking about the Baal of the Maisa Sheini. He made this Sela, that the Kedushas Maisa Sheini should be Chal on the Sela. Now, since he's the Baal, he had to be Maisa Fachayim, Shem Estomet, that's exactly what he did. He made the Sela, it was 4/5 of the Sela was his Kedushas Maisa Sheini, and 1/5 is the Chaimish. That is the Sela Shal Maisa Sheini that became the Sela. So you have a Sela of Maisa Sheini, which is 4/5 Maisa Sheini, 1/5 the Chaimish. You have another Sela that's Chula. Now I go and I say that the Kedushas Maisa Sheini should be Chal on the Mois. Fine, the Kedushas Maisa Sheini should be Chal on the Mois. Zok the Maram was like, Taisvis understood, just like we just learned now, we learned that Hegdish Sheini, there's no din Haisophis Chaimish. And then we have laid a whole sugi about this. So that means, if I had, let's say, a behemoth tmeya, and that was Mechalalit on Mois, so on a machalul dan mois, so I have to be mois of a chaimish because I was machalul the baimat to me, I was magdish on mois. Now I want to be machalul the mois, I don't have to be mois of a chaimish because by hegdish sheini, there's no din of a sofas chaimish. Now Taisvis in the kasha held that mois of sheini is similar to hegdish sheini. So now like this, I have here a sela of Maisa Sheini, which in reality is 4/5 Maisa Sheini and 1/5 Achaimish. Now I'm going to be Mechalel this Sela on Mois. So Taisa sound like this. The 4/5 Maisa Sheini is Hegdish Sheini. This is already, this is a second time Kedushas Maisa Shein. So just like by Hegdish Shaini, there's no Dinei Sofis Chaimish, so by a second time, Kedushas Maisa Shaini, there's also no Dinei Sofis Chaimish. So the four-fifths of the Sela that I'm being Mechalo on four-fifths of the Mois, there's no problem. There's no problem, I should be Moisef HaMaisef. I should be Moisef HaChaimish, because by Mois Shaini, by Hegde Shaini, there's no Dinei Sofis Chaimish. But one-fifth is a Chaimish. And we just learned in the Gemara, a Chaimish is not called Hegde Shaini. A Chaimish is called the first time around. So now, he was Mechalo the whole Sela, which is four-fifths Maisa Sheini, one-fifth Chaimish, and a Sela of Mois. So the Shail is, why is this sufficient? Since you're being Mechalo the Chaimish, which is a Hegdish Rishon, you're being machaled on the Mois, you should have to be Mois of a Chaimish. Is a raya from this Mishnah that by a Chilul Chaimish, there's no din of a Sofis Chaimish. That is Tais Viskasha. Tais Viskasha is, I have enough in the Mishnah. What did you say? V'loi Misnetonim, loi hein v'loi lab, I have no gili whatsoever from any of the Mishnayos. If by, when you mechalal achaymish, if you meisav achaymish or not, I have enough in the Mishnah. It says you mechalal asela shal meisav sheini, which is four-fifths meisav sheini, one-fifth chaymish, and a asela of mois. So bishloima and the four-fifths meisav sheini, that's hegdish sheini, there's no din chisof is chaymish. But on the Chaimish, you should be Maisev a Chaimish. I should have been Maisev a Sela plus a Chaimish of a Chaimish. That's how I should have made the Chilul. And it says you make the Chilul on Mois of a Sela. So I see clearly that on the Chaimish there's no Chiev of a Sofis Chaimish. That's the Yisvus Kaj. Let us see again. Osnamba Meseches Maisev Sheini. Sela shel chulin umaisav shenisarev mevi b'sela mois. Period. Like toni b'sela v'chaimish mois. It doesn't say a sela plus a chaimish of the chaimish. Almotnan, I have enough in the Mishnah. Then maisav chaimish al chaimish. I have enough in the Mishnah. Maisav chaimish al chaimish. V'yesh loima, emphatize with, Lechoshash lahaskir oisei chaimish. That no, you are Moisev haChaimish, and the Tana did not mention it. He's not going into the nitty gritties how you make the chilul properly. He's just telling you, b'derech klal, you mechalal it on a sela shel Mois. You have to be Moisev more because of the chaimish and the chanami. He's not going into it. Teida Zaktoisvis approved to you that the Tana is it was Lechoshesh Lahaskin. Shrei Al Karin Sheini Moisev Chaimish. Zaktoisvis says, I got news for you. Meiser Sheini is not like Hegde Sheini. Hegde Sheini, when you're Machalul Hegde Sheini, there's no Dinei Sofis Chaimish. That's the sugi we're going to learn now. But the Hegdish Shaini of my, the Karen Shaini of Maisa Shaini, you are Maisa Fachaymish. So why didn't he mention the Chaimish? Because of the Karen Shaini? Are you being Mechalo? It's a Raya that Lechoshash Lahaske. Now Taisva says, how do I know that on a Karen Shaini you're Maisa Fachaymish? Kedetoni Batoidim. It says like this. Amatvis mois maiso sheini bishlomin. So what do we have over here? We had mois maiso sheini is a keren sheini. That's the second kedushas maiso sheini. With this mois maiso sheini, he bought a shlomin. So the shlomin is a keren shlishi, right? Now, mistama the shlomin became a balmum. Shuhu poide, shteitin menoches, now he wants to be poide de shlomim. Moisev beis chumshim, ye moisev tu chumshim. Echod le maise, since the shlomim has kedushas maise shein, even though it's already the third time around, it's a karen shlishi of maise shein, you have to be moisev achaymish because of maise shein. Ve echod le kodesh. So Taisvis says, you're wrong. You had to have a mina that what? That by Karen Shane, you're not Moisef Chaimish. And your whole problem was, why doesn't it say you're not Moisef Chaimish on the Chaimish? But on the Karen, you understood. And you wanted to prove from that you're Amos even Chaimish al Chaimish. So Taisvis says, no. By Moisef Shane, a Karen Shane, you are Moisef Chaimish. So why didn't it say that he's Moisef Chaimish because of the Karen Shane? Maybe shall Karen Mois. Is a raya the Tana wasn't medagdik. It's mamela, you have no raya whatsoever. You can't bring a raya from this Mishnah that you're not Moisef Chaimish al Chaimish. Because it could be that the Tana was a medagdik. And I'll prove it to you. Because he didn't speak about the Chaimish of the Karen, which is zichem b'chuyiv to be Moisef. Yeah. My Havi Allah. Now the Gemara asks, My Havi Allah. We had a Shaila. We had a Shaila by Hegdish. When you are Mechalel the Chaimish, do you have to be Maisef another Chaimish? Or don't you have to be Maisef another Chaimish? Oma Rav Tev Yumi Mishmei Dabaya Oma Kro. The Pasuk says, V'yosaf chamishes kesef erkecho. Now, let's learn the Pasuk Erech. V'yosaf chamishes is going on the chaimish. We're talking about Pidyon Hegdish. Kesef erkecho is going on the keren. So the Pasuk speaks about the chaimish and the keren. Is makish chaimshoi lekesef erkoi. So we makish the chaimish to the kesef erkoi, the kesef which was used to be paid in the Hegdish. Ma kesef erkoi moisef chaimish. Just like by the first time around, by the, when you're paid the Hegdish with kesef, you're moisef chaimish. Av kesef chumshoi, nami moisef chaimish. So when you wanna be poide, the chaimish, you're also moisef chaimish. So, l'maisa, the gemara was poishet, the shaila from Adrash, that l'maisa, by Hegdish, there is a din, that you're moisef chaimish, Yemaisev Chaimish when you paide the Chaimish. That's the Maskonis Agamore. I won't go into it. This trash is a very difficult trash because we have to understand Kesef Erkoi means not when you paide the Kesef Erkoi. When you paide the Kesef Erkoi, that's called Hegdesheni. You're not Maisev Chaimish. Kesef erkoi means the kesef that you used to be paid the Hegdish Rishon. When you use that kesef, you are moisef a chaimish. Now, the chaimish, what we're speaking about, when we're being paid the chaimish. So it's very, the rishash is moira how this drash goes. We won't get into the complexities of the drash, but I'll kopon him. This is Lamaisa, the drash that the Gemara says. I learn out, just like when you pay the Hegdish for the first time, you Maisef HaChaimish, and that's when Kesef Erkechem, when you use Kesef to be paid the first time, you Maisef HaChaimish, so when you pay the Chaimish, also Maisef HaChaimish. There's a Hekish, Makish, Kesef, Makish chaymish lekesef elke. Chumsha lekesef elke. Yeah. Let us just see Taisvis, and then we'll go further into the mind. Ma kesef elkei. So Taisvis said, Umei olav leimotzi domish. The Gemara darshan before it says Yosef olav. The Gemara darshan Yosef olav, that the chaymish is like the kerem. And there the Gemara was speaking about by all the chumshim, the chaymish, of Tume is Chulun Harayli is Kodesh, the Chaimish of Maise Sheini is Amad Beye, the Chaimish of Hegdish is Mat Karke. The Gemara learned out that from Olov that the Chaimish is Daime to the Kerem. So Taisa says, Umei Olov Leimotzi Dor. So why do you need this new hekish makasef erkoi maisev chaimish, afan the chaimish and maisev chaimish, let's learn now from the olov. Kedefrishis lel, because there the olov means that the olov means that the same commodity that is used to be mechalon the keren is used to, for the sofas chaimish. You need metaltalin by the keren, you need metaltalin by the chaimish, you need a matbeya by the keren, you need matbeya by the chaimish. So it's only speaking about which commodity should be used. But to learn a zaitika aloche, that when you'll be mechalo, the chaimish, the mice of chaimish, that you can learn out from all of them. Mikesef erkei nami leimotzi mapich leyishchala lakarke. And from this hekish, you also cannot learn out the din that you can't be mischal ol chaimish ala karke. Le'os ela leruye dechiyis ala chaimish boilam ha've dinay kemay ken lo'isav ala chaimish. It's only coming to tell us that the chaimish has a din of the canon, but with which commodity I make the chaimish out of, that we're not speaking about at all. Yeah. Now let's just see the next Taisvis. Then we'll start to see you further. Hegdish and Maisa hafuchim zem mizeh. Hegdish and Maisa are opposites. The Maisa in Maisev chaymish al chaymish. That's the Gemara. By Maisa, if you're Mechalo the Chaimish, it's Ein Maisev Chaimish al Chaimish. Valchilo Shaini, Maisev Chaimish, Kyama Batoide. If you're Mechalo Maisev Shaini on Mois, and now you're Mechalo these Mois on something else, you're also Maisev Chaimish. So by Maisev Shaini, we have two distinct halachas. You're not Maisev Achaimish on the Chaimish and you're Mechalo, and you, and Moisheini, you are Moisef Achaimish. The Hegdish Ave Ibchen, Hegdish is Punkfakel. And the Chaimish, you are Moisef Achaimish, and Hegdishaini, you are not Moisef Achaimish. Okay. Now, Gufer. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Al hegdish rishain meisef chaimish, al hegdish sheini ain meisef chaimish. Again, what does this mean? This means if a person has hegdish, he has, let's say, a behemoth tmeya, and he's going to be machalo the behemoth tmeya, the magdish is going to be machalo the behemoth tmeya on money, he has to be meisef chaimish. Now he wants to take this money, the machalo it on a third thing. So that's called Hegdish Sheini. Hegdish Sheini, you're not Moisef Achaimish. Only in Hegdish Rishin you're Moisef Achaimish, and Hegdish Sheini, you're not Moisef Achaimish. Yeah, that was a member of the Rishur Ben Levi, and now we're going to find out the Makir of this Halach. Hufer, Omar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. Al hegdish rishain meisef chaimish, al hegdish sheini einei meisef chaimish. Omar Rove, my time at Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Where did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi get this halacha? Omar Krod is a pasuk. Vim Hamagdish Yigal Espesoi, by the Din Geula. So it says, V'yosem Chamishisoi, Shibimaisa Bachaymish. So it's very explicit. Vim Hamagdish Yigal Esbeisei, that means the bias became Hegdish, because he was Magdish the bias. Then there's a din the Yosef Chamishisa. But what is Veloy HaMatris? What happens if the Kedusha did not come through the Hegdish of the Bailam? The Bailam was Matris the Kedusha on something else. That means someone was Magdish Abayis, and then he was Machalalit on the Behemoth Meyer. Now he wants to be Machalal the Behemoth Meyer. So the Kedusha of the Behemoth Meyer did not come through his Hegdish. The Kedusha of the Behemoth came through, he was Mamshech, the Kedusha of the Bayis and the Behemoth Meyer. So he's not a Magdish the Behemoth Meyer, he's a Matvis on the Behemoth. He's Matvis a Kedusha, which means he's Mamshech a Kedusha from the Bayis out to the Behemoth Meyer. There is no din Isophus Chaymish. That's the drash from the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Hamatvis ze taches orishain. A person is matvis something in place of the first English. Shasheini nitvas bikdusho shel acher. The second commodity, it received a kedusha from the first commodity. V'loy machmas atzma boloy. Not, it didn't come from the magdish. It's not a tchilas hegdish. It's a tfosas hegdish. So we have a dik from the posik. The posik says, "Vima magdish yigalas beisei, yishibi meisef achaymish." Hamagdish v'loy hamatzis. Tani Tana Kamei de Rabbi Loza. Now we're going to learn a very difficult Gemara, so let's try our best to understand. Now there was someone that said over a Baraisa in front of Rabbi Loza. It says like this: the im ba behema hatmeya. Ufodo be'erkecho. And in this pasuk, it also says, Yemaisef Achaymish. Now, this pasuk is speaking about, it was a behemet meyo. The base is a little problematic. Vimba behemat mey, and we'll see the Gemara first one to the Darshan from the base. Ufodo be'erkecho, and you appoint it. So it says in this pasuk, Yemaisef Achaymish. So now, the Baraisa said as follows, and when we're going to learn the Baraisa, we can see every word in the Baraisa is very shvah. But let's just start saying the Baraisa. Ma behema tmeya miyuchedes shetchilosa hegdish. Behemet Meya is unique, that's Shetchilosa Hegdish, that it acquired its Kedusha from the Bailam. It did not acquire its Kedusha from Hatfosa. Now let's just stop a second and says, and ask a pertinent question. It says who? It's talking about a Behemet Meya that's Kodesh. The Pasuk does not mention at all how it became Kodesh. The Gemara assumes, well, it's talking about that it became Kodesh, Shetchilosa Hegdish, Shetchilas Hegdish. The Gemara later is going to ask the Kasha. But who says that it's Shetchilas Hegdish? Maybe it was at Fosas Hegdish. Fine. But Al Kaponim, we're going to go through this Baraisa. Sama Behimot Meim Yuchedesh Shetchilosa Hegdish. Fine. Now, a second in, V'kula la shamayim. a behemoth meyer, if a person was magdish a behemoth meyer, it's kula la shemayim. That means there's nothing that can be used by an odom. He was magdish to behemoth, so it's kula la shemayim. Mayalimba in your mayo. Now all of a sudden we're talking about meila, which is very difficult. The pasuk is talking about a chaimish. The b'raisa jumped to meila. We told him over this b'raisa. Matoni tana kami the rabbeloza. He told him over b'raisa, which mamish every word of the b'raisa is shver. But Al Kaponim, what is he saying? He's saying like this, that the Torah spoke about a behemoth meyer, which is Tchilas Hegdish, which we have to understand who says. Then it's Kulay Lashamayim, that is right, it's Kulay Lashamayim, it's Kulay Lashamayim, Umayalimbo, so it seems, so we say, so everything which is Tchilas Hegdish and Kulay Lashamayim, Ma'alimbo. We have only another problem. Who's speaking about Mila? This person is Bechal not speaking about Mila. But that's the way it seems that that is what the Brais is telling us. Let's see what Rashi says. Ma behemot, before. Ve'im ba behema hatmeya. There's a drash over here. Havalele michtav vehim behema tmeya. This ba behema is problematic. Vehim ba behema mahi. So what's the base? Elohochi koma. Begdeshis shehem ki behema. Begdeshis ki behema tmeya. Koma lachko v'yosav chamishisa. So now, Al Kaponim, we're starting to see a little light. We're darshaning Chaimish, Rashi says, we're talking about the Pasuk, it's been about Chaimish. And Ba Behema means Be Hek Deishes Dumye De Behema Tmeya. That's the extra base. Ba, it doesn't say Vim Behema Tmeya, it says Vim Ba Behema Tmeya. So the base, it means to say Behagdeshes Dumye De Behema Tmeya. Then the din is Yomaisev Achaimish. That's the pasuk speaking about Achaimish. And what does it mean, Hagdeshes Dumye De Behema Tmeya? It means Tchilosa Hagdesh. Number one. And number two, then it starts talking about Kulei L'Shamayim or Ma'alam Bo, which we sometimes say have to understand how Me'ila comes in. Okay. V'kula L'Shamayim. Now Rashi says further. What does V'kula L'Shamayim mean? She'ein L'Bailim Bo Klum. We're speaking about he was Magdish Behemet Meir. So if he's Magdish Behemet Meir, she'ein L'Bailim Bo Klum. The Stam Hegdish Behemet Meir. What is L'Bede Kabayis? The Stam of a person was Magdish Behemet Meir, L'Bede Kabayis. So he's Magdish Behemet Meir, L'Bede Kabayis. So that means he doesn't have anything in it. It's L'Bede Kabayis. What will L'Bede Kabayis do with it? They'll sell it. They'll buy things with it. But Al Kaponim, that's the Taish. It's Kuloi La Shamayim. Umayalimbo, and Yomoyal. So somehow the Barais is speaking about Hilchis Mila. Zot Rashi, hashtag Kasalke Deiter, the Mila Mamishkama. We're talking about Hilchis Mila. That Rashi says like this, V'lei Evshalei Lu'uk Mihochi. Really, we can't, the Loshin seems to be speaking about Mila, but Rashi says, let's face reality. We can't say the Barais is speaking about Mila. This pasuk doesn't mention one word about Mila. This pasuk says, you want to be pointed, you have to be Ma'isa Fachayim. That's what the pasuk says. So number one, and the Ma'isa brings to this pasuk, Dumya the Behemet Meya, this Adin Mila. So Rashi says, there's one big problem over, you can't be talking about Mila, because the pasuk isn't talking about Mila. That's a problem. Fine. Va'oid, and kasha number two, dafilu leskabo kol hani shaychemila le'inyanek. And kasha number two is afilu. It's not kula l'ashamayim. The statement is wrong. First of all, you have to figure out where the b'raisa got this cheshbon from. The pasuk isn't speaking about mila. And number two, the statement is wrong, because if you're giving me a marshal when there is a din mila, and you tell me the whole din mila, if it's only kula l'ashamayim, that's wrong. Zok the Rishash, why is it wrong? So the Rishash says, I'll tell you two cases to prove you to that it's wrong. One case, the din is kotshim before zrike, yomoyel and the bosa. That means the kanim are going to eat the bosa. Kotshim before zrike, yomoyel and the bosa. It's kulei l'shamayim? No, it's kulei l'shamayim. It's going to be eaten by the kahane. There's also a din mila. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, the din is kochim kalim after zrike yemoil in the imurim. The imurim that you're going to be matte unto mizbeir, this is in meila. Is this kulay lashamayim? No. The imurim is a din meila. The behemah, there's no din meila. So this yesod, that the while we're learning pshat in the baraisa, that the baraisa says, for the din me'ile, you need kuloi la'shamayim, it is tamazay wrong. So Rashi is just saying, if you're going to learn the b'raisa kipshutoi, and second of all, the din me'ile that I derive from here, that it has to be dumye the behemoth me'ile, which means kuloi la'shamayim, first of all, we're not speaking about Hilchas Milan, the pasuk. We're speaking about Hilchas Chaimish. And second of all, the Yesod is not true, because you don't need the Gedah of Kulei Lashemayim to make a Din Milan. Okay, these are the problems. But the Baal, this is the Baraisa. Right? A Baraisa was said over to Rabbi Lesa. This Baraisa, someone told over this Baraisa. Omalei Rabbi Loza, so the Tane, the one who said over the Baraisa, so Rabbi Loza told over to him. Now, this Baraisa has a lot of problems. So he says like this. One thing I understand from the Baraisa. Bishloime kulo lashamayim limbeuti kochim kalim kim de isluhu lebailim begavayu. That means, kochim kalim, before zrike, there's no din mila. That's a din. So, you said a din, you need kulei l'shamayim for mila. I understand. There's one case that's not kulei l'shamayim, that there's no din mila. So maybe the Brais is coming to tell me that kochim kalim lifnei zrike, since it's not kulei l'shamayim, the bailim are going to eat from it. That's why there's no din mila. So this din I can understand. Rashi mentioned, well, there's other cases which are not kula shemayim. This is a din mila. Let me not talk about that. But on kaponim, you just said a din, you need kula la shemayim in order to make a din mila. No, I can say that's true. There's a case. Kochim kalim before zrike, it's not kula la shemayim because the Baalim are going to eat it and there's no din mila. That I understand. Elo, Chilas Hegdish Lemutei Mai. Now, you just told me over the Rabbi Heimet Meya is a marshal, a dugme, and Dumye the Behemet Meya, I learned out Din Meile. So fine. So, there's two characteristics of Behemet Meya. One character of Behemet Meya, it's Kulei Lashamayim. That is a Din Meile. Fine. I understand that. So, kochim kalim lifnei zrike is not kulei l'shamayim. There's no demila. Fine. But you said another characteristic. It has to be tchilas hegdish. That there's only a din me'ile if this is the first hegdish. But if you were matvis hegdish on this behemah from something else, there's no din me'ile. That's what you're saying. You're saying it's talking about mila, which is sometimes a problem, but you need tchilas hegdish. So he said, "Oh, tchilas hegdish lemutei mai, tchilas hegdish udeis by mila, soif hegdish less by mila." That doesn't make sense. That means
you tell me over Baraisa, and it's telling me Hilchas Mila, and it's telling me two Tnoim you need by Hilchas Mila. One Tnoi you need Kula Lashemai. No, but there's such a din by Kotchum Kalmuz Mezlita. But the other Tnoi you need Chilas Hegdish, please. The din of Yematvis something, it's Hegdish Shaini, there's also a din Mila. So what? Pshat the Baraisa. You tell me a Baraisa. Dilme le'inyen chaymesh ka'amret. Maybe you're not talking about me'ile, which is very good, because the pasuk is speaking about me'ile. You're speaking about chaymesh, which is also very good, because the pasuk is speaking about chaymesh. Uch Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, in that what you said, you need Tchilas Hegdish, is coming to tell us by Tchilas Hegdish you're Moisef Chaymish, and Hegdish Eini, you're not Moisef Chaymish. Amalei, so this Tane told Rabbi Loza, in Hochi Kamin. Yeah, that's what I meant. You hit it. That's what I meant. I'm talking about Chaymish. Now the Shaila is, how do the words that be said over Baraisa? Rabbi Loza says the Baraisa doesn't make sense in Hilchas Mila. So maybe you're talking about Hilchas Chaymish. Then it makes sense. Say, yeah. That's Pshat in the Baraisa. But now we have to understand the words of the Baraisa. That's what the Rashi says. My Alimbo, let's see what Rashi says. Hash the kasal kedaita, the mila mamish koma. Leev shele look me. You can't say it. Another we said already, this Rashi. Dilme le inyan chaymish kamre. Hach me ile lav mila mamish koma. The braise that says mila doesn't mean mila. Vloi benene mina hegdish. Ela bechaymish koma. It's talking about when you play the Yemaisev Achaymus. Obabalik livdais hegdish kama. Fine. But the shail is the baraisa says mila, my alimbo. And you say it's speaking about play the mina hegdish. Vekari lachaymish meile, mishum de meile nami shaye chaymish. So Rashi says something that the Rishonim ask on Rashi. It's a miridike doichik. But let's learn like Rashi. Rashi said that when he said me'ile, he meant you pay a chaymish. When you paid it. So why did he say me'ile? Because by me'ile you also give a chaymish in your mail bag. So he said the word me'ile, but the intent was Pidyon, Hegdish, to give up. Mila is Gematria Chaymish, and he doesn't mean Mila, he means Chaymish. He doesn't mean Nenemina Hegdish, he means Pidyon Hegdish. And he says, yeah, that's Pshat. That's Pshat. Fine. So what did we have so far? So we had so far, let's hold Cheshvan in the Gemara. We had till now Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi brought a posik Mima Magdish Yigdal as Beisoy Hamagdish Veloy Hamatvis, that what by Tchilas Hegdish you're Moisef Chaymish, and by Hegdish Sheini you're not Moisef Chaymish. And there was so a Tane, I mean the person who knew Baraisis, said over to Rabbi Loza, a Baraisa, that this Baraisa is also speaking about Esof as Chaymish, the Loshan we have to disable the Daichik, and this Baraisa says the same thing, that only by Tchilas Hegdish Yemaisef Chaymish, and not by Hegdish Ein. That's Pshat the Baraisa. The Loshan is Shver. Okay, we have to live with this. Fine. Oh, my life. Right. So we have here another Baraisa, which is saying the same halacha that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said. That's what we're up to now. Oh, my lay, Rav Ashi le Ravine, behemat meya betchilas hegdish, he said. Now who, now I don't know, forget this. We're talking about Chaimish, very good. The person is talking about Chaimish. Who said that Behemet Tmeya is speaking about Tchilas Hegdish? That he was Magdishit. We're talking about Vimba Behema Atmeya Opoda Be'akecha Yemaisef Achayus. Pasuk is speaking about, you had a Behema Tmeya that was Kodesh. You wanna be Poydet? Yemaisef Achayus. How did this Behemet Meya become Kaddish? There's no clue from the Pasuk. Could be he was Magdishit. Could be he was Matvis Akdusha on this Behemet Meya from another Hegdish. The Pasuk is Sosum. And the Pasuk says, if you have a Behemet Meya that's Kaddish in your Poydet, you have to be Meisef Achayus. You say, ooh, from this Pasuk we see Behemet Meya Yemaisa. See, only by Hegdish Rishin Yemaisa. By Matvis, you're not Maisa. For so, Omele, Avashel Vina, Behemet Meya Betchilas Hegdish Isa, Beemsa Hegdish Lesa? I don't understand you. Where do you see this in the Pasuk? Which is Amar the Kekashi. What does Rashi say? Behemsa Hegdish Lesa? Nehei de besoif hegdish loy mashkachas lo, mishum de lav le mizbeya chosye, de loy la shoke bebinyin, miyu behegdish sheini mashkachas lo, shematfisa tachas acha, bechoyza upoy de oisa. Now, let us just understand what Rashi is saying. There is Chilas, there are three concepts in Hegdish. There's Chilas Hegdish, which means I magdish something, not that the Tachlis is that this should remain Kaddish. The Tachlis is that from this thing I should be able to acquire something that's Kaddish. This is not the Tachlis. That's called Hegdish Rish. For example, I magdish a behemet meya. So what are you going to do with the behemet meya? But the intent of being magdish a behemet meya is you sell the behemet meya, and with this you'll buy a comb and you'll buy stones and make it. Whatever it is, this is a hegdish lishin. I was magdish it. It will not, the hegdish that is on this behemet is not aimed to remain on the behemet. It is a hegdish with an intent to transfer this hegdish to something else. That's called, now, if I was magdish the behemet may, that's called the hegdish rishon, that's a hegdish that was made with an intent not to remain. Scenario number two. I was magdish, let's say, a sus. Fine. It's a hegdish rishon. And then I was machalo the sus, and a chamoyer. Fine. Now the chamoyer is a hegdish sheni. It became hegdish not through a maisa hegdish, it became hegdish through a hatfosas hegdish. They transferred the hegdish from the sus and the chamoyer. This is called hegdish sheni. Now, if I want to be poide this hegdish, now the pasuk says, that your Moisef HaChaymish, that's what the post is talking about. So the post says, oh, you know what your Moisef HaChaymish? Hegdish Rishon. Talking about who says? Maybe it's talking about Hegdish Sheini. Maybe the post is talking about a sus, that maybe the post is talking about a chamer that was neschalo from a sus. You also Moisef HaChaymish. Where did you see this? That's true. The post is not talking about a Hegdish that is Oymed Lehiskayim. The Pasuk is not talking about that. That is true. But who says it's not talking about an Emtsa Hegdish? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Behemet Mei Betchilas Hegdish Isa Be'emtsa Hegdish Lesa. So this is Rashi. Nei de Besoif Hegdish Lei Meshkachas Lo Mishum De Lav Al Mizbeyach Ozye V'Loi L'Shoke Be'binyim. So it's not speaking about a Hegdish that is Oymet to remain. Yibegdish Sheini Meshkachas Lo Shitvisa Tachas Acha V'Choyza Upoy De Oysa. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. What is Pshat in this Baraisa? that says ba behemah. It has to be a hegdish to be the behemah. That's a hegdish rishon. Who said bechlal that this pasuk is speaking about a hegdish rishon and not a hegdish sheni?